We continue on the bottom of Chavav Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom, Iboy Elihu. We just learned in the previous brisa that the afternoon is cut up into two parts, Mincha Gedoyla, which is 6.5 hours into the day, and that's when it would be the earliest time to bring in the Karban Tamid, Shel Bein Harbayim, the afternoon Karban Tamid. And then we have Mincha Katana, which is 9.5 hours into the day, and that's when they actually would usually bring the Karban Tamid, Shel Bein Harbayim. Ibailhu, now they ask the following question. Rabbi Yehuda, plag mincha kama kamar, or plag mincha achrena kamar? When Rabbi Yehuda said that we have until plag ha mincha, halfway through mincha, to daven mincha, did he mean halfway through mincha gedayla, or halfway through mincha katana? And let's explain what that means. If he meant halfway through mincha gedayla, so then we take Mincha Gedolah, which is 6.5 hours into the day, and we divide the rest of the day into half. There's 5.5 hours left in the day. You cut that in half, that's 2.75 hours, which means that Rabbi Yehuda is telling us that you can daven mincha until 9.25 hours of the day. How do we get that number? We take the 6.5 hours until Mincha Gedolah, and then we add the half of the rest of the day, which is 2.75 hours, and we get 9.25 hours. However, if he meant we have half of Mincha Ketana, well, Mincha Ketana starts at 9.5 hours into the day, which means there's 2.5 hours left in the day. We cut that in half, that means halfway through Mincha Ketana is 1.25 hours. So we take the 9.5 hours till Mincha Ketana, and we add 1.25 hours of this half of this Mincha Ketana, and we get 10.75 hours. And that's the question of the Gemara. Did he, Rabbi Yehuda, mean you have half of Mincha Gedolah, which would mean you have to daven by 9.25 hours of the day, or did he mean we have half of Mincha Ketana, which is until 10.75 hours of the day? Tashma, the Gemara brings a brisa that clearly resolves this question. The Tanya, we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Plag ha-mincha achreina amru." We meant the later mincha, the mincha katana. V'hi achas esrei shal yischas revia, and this is 11 hours into the day minus 1/4, which is 10.75 hours. Now the Gemara asks, "Neima tavit yufta de Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina." Let us say that the second brisa, which clearly says that the tefillahs were instituted to correspond to the karbanos, is going to be a refutation to the opinion of Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Chanina, who says that tefillahs were corresponding the avos who made shachris, mincha, and ma'ariv. The Gemara answers, "Amalach Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Chanina." Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Chanina would tell you, "La'olam really, amalach tefillahs avos tiknum." Really, I'm right. I'll tell you that the avos did institute the tefillahs. But later on, when the Rabbanan wanted to turn davening into a chiyuv, they found support for the concept of davening from the karbanos. So it's both true. The avos did daven, and they did institute these tefillahs, but later on, when the Chazal wanted to make it into a chiyuv upon us, they found further support for this concept of tefillah from the idea of karbanos. And the Gemara proves that Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Chanina also has to agree that the Chazal used the Karbanos as support for tefillah. De'ilei te'imahachi, the Gemara continues, if you're not going to say this, that the tefillahs also correspond to the Karbanos, tefillahs musaf the Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Chanina, man takane, man takna. Who enacted tefillahs musaf? Granted, we have shachris mincha ma'ariv, which corresponds to the tefillahs of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but who instituted tefillahs musaf? Clearly, says the Gemara, Ela tefillahs avos tiknum. Must be that even according to Rabbi Chanina, it's true that the avos did institute the established davenings. However, v'asmichinu rabbanon akrabanos. The rabbanon found further support for this concept from the karbanos. The Gemara now asks, on the part of the Mishnah which says, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Ad Arba Shois, we learned that you have the first 4 hours of the day to Daven Shachris. Iboilehu, they asked the following question, Ad V'ad B'chlal, Oidilma Ad V'le'ad B'chlal. When he said until 4 hours, did he mean including the fourth hour? Or he meant until the fourth hour and not the actual fourth hour? Tashma, the Gemara tries to bring up proof to one side. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Ad Plaga Mincha. Rabbi Yehuda says that we have until Plaga Mincha to Daven Mincha. I Amrit Bishlema Ad V'le Ad B'chlal. If Ad means and not including, so that would mean Ad Plaga Mincha and not including Plaga Mincha. So then it's good that Hainu Di'ika Bein Rabbi Yehuda L'Rabbanan. Now it's good that there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan until when you can Daven Mincha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you must stop an hour and a quarter before nightfall. According to Rabbanan, you have until the end of the day, until nighttime. Elei amrit ad va'ad b'chlal. But if ad means and including, which would mean that when Rabbi Yehuda says ad plaga mincha, he means and including plaga mincha, it would come out Rabbi Yehuda hayne Rabbanan. It would come out that the Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that you have including plaga mincha till nighttime is the exact same opinion as the Rabbanan's opinion that you have until nighttime. Therefore, says the Gemara, it must be that when we say ad, it's v'loy ad b'chlal. We don't include the fourth hour by Shachris, and also we don't include plag ha-mincha into Rabbi Yehuda's opinion of when you can daven mincha until. So now it's in fact a machlekes, until when you must daven mincha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have only until plag ha-mincha, but not including. And therefore, you have to stop at an hour and a quarter before nightfall. And according to the Rabbanan, you have all the way until the night. We'll stop here.